This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, thank you all for joining me today. I wanted to let you know that I have announced my budget address that will be given to the legislature next Wednesday, January 23rd. I let the legislative leadership know that, and they have agreed to that plan. And as you know, Governor Dugard gave his budget address late last year, as is required by statute and state law. I will be giving my budget address, which will outline a lot of the priorities that I've talked about previously and in my State of the State address. I intend to do that on Wednesday, and I will be starting with Governor Dugard's budget proposal as a starting point. That will be the outline that we will use. I obviously will make some changes to that based on priorities and things that I've discussed with you previously. And it will be where the House and the Senate will start their discussions throughout legislative session as well. We will continue to work on that until we have a final plan that meets our needs and have agreement to keep our government in check and takes into account an environment where we can grow businesses and help support families as well. Secondly, I wanted to let you know that I asked Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden to hold a meeting this morning with those interested in proposing gun legislation. We had gun rights advocates that were there. We also had law enforcement there, community leaders, legislators that have legislation and changes that they're proposing this year. And from my understanding and discussion, that meeting went very well. It was just a starting point. There was no agreements made, but everyone talked about their priorities and what we can do to come together and have some resolutions by the end of session. With that, I'll be happy to take any questions that you might have.
Governor, can you talk about the goal of the Lieutenant Governor's meeting and where you hope it leads?
We've seen several different proposals that have already been filed in the legislative session regarding constitutional carry, gun rights, and capital carry as well. So it was to bring those people into the room that were interested in that legislation, stakeholders, law enforcement officers, sheriffs, and other entities that really believed that this was an important discussion to have, to see if we could all come to some baselines for having a good discussion. So it was really just for everyone to sit down and visit and talk about priorities so that we could come together and find some agreement moving towards the end of session.
Can you talk about your early positions on constitutional carry or capital carry, please?
Well, I've supported the principle of constitutional carry, and I've talked extensively about that. So we will look at specific language in each of these bills and see where the support is. I've also talked extensively about the fact that it's important to me that we consult with law enforcement officers and that we have them at the table for this discussion, because their role is incredibly important with making sure that we're protecting people while protecting people's rights.
I guess as part of that discussion, maybe just to clarify, consolidating some of those bills or having some of them kind of...
I don't know necessarily if we'll consolidate all the pieces of legislation that have been filed, because some of them do have different elements to them. But there are several that touch on residency requirements or versus no residency requirements. Those types of details are things that I think everyone wanted to have an open discussion on.
Could you please talk a little bit about any specific priorities you might outline in your budget proposal?
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? I think I will probably wait on real specifics, but you know that I talked extensively about broadband in my State of the State address. I talked about mental health and fighting the meth epidemic that we have going on and making sure that we're focusing on getting more services to people. There will be many more details in this budget address, but... expect it to follow the outline that I gave you in my State of the State address. And of course, in that State of the State address, I was not able to identify all my priorities, providers, community support providers, nursing homes, education, many other elements will be talked about in this budget address, but this that would give you a guideline as to what you could expect to see.
And opposed the Public Utilities Commission legislation to get 6 more months for wind energy permits. Can you talk any more about that?
Well, that particular piece of legislation was concerning for me because it stretches out the length of time for government to make decisions. I have talked extensively in the past about streamlining government, about making it more efficient and effective for people in this state. Stretching out those time frames, I'm not convinced, is the answer. There may be other pieces of legislation that come that we really do feel like answer everybody's concerns, but that bill in particular did not tell me that government would be more responsive to people's concerns.
I know it hasn't quite come up yet this session, but there's, you know, always the kind of the lingering issue of the Partridge Amendment and clarification on that. Do you have any guidance to legislators as to kind of what you would like to see with that?
There will be more direction on what we do regarding the Partridge Amendment and how we approach it. I think once revenue numbers come out and are public and we know exactly if we can identify specifically if there is any extra dollars coming in from online sales tax being collected from folks that it wasn't being collected from previously. And I'm not anticipating extra revenues. And so the ability to solve that problem this fiscal year may be difficult. If we don't have extra revenues, how do we make those types of adjustments in statute? So that's what we're examining. We're looking at what dollars are coming in, if we can identify if it really is new money or if it is money that we've already previously been collecting, and what kind of adjustments need to be made to that. We should see if there's any questions from reporters on the line. On the telephone.
Governor Noem, this is Jody Heeker. Jody Heemster at Dakota Radio Group here in Pierre.
Okay, Jody, go ahead.
Visited with the Democratic and Republican leadership earlier this morning, and the Democrats greatly expressing frustration that any time was spent on the resolutions showing support for our national senators and electing or approving Justice Kavanaugh, and also the Southern Border Wall resolution. Any thoughts from you as far as the time and the effort they spent on those two items?
Well, it's the prerogative of the legislature to decide what gets discussed and debated on their time. So I trust that they recognize what is valuable for them to spend their session time on.
Thank you.
JP, did you have a question?
I'll defer for a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Outlining what he plans for GOED. And he mentioned broadband as one of the priorities. And so I wanted to ask you if you have anything further on that. And secondly, I wanted to ask you about the executive order you issued this week where you shifted the Office of Indian Education to Tribal Relations and then the shifts you made in personnel from, or priorities and personnel from agriculture to GOED. So there are three things there, but if you want to.
Sure. Well, we are looking for ways to get broadband into areas of the South Dakota that don't have good coverage today. So in our budget address and coming forward, we'll have programs and initiatives that we can partner with private businesses and industries that are already in that space to find ways to make investment to really get everybody up to the speed and high-speed internet access that we need to really facilitate economic development, which is where Steve obviously is focused, but also for educational opportunities for our next generation of kids. You talk specifically about moving Indian education over to tribal affairs. That's really important to me because I need Indian education to be a focus, and I believe that tribal affairs will keep it in the forefront. There's several areas within Indian education with our tribes where I feel like it's lacking today. And that extra attention that it will get in coordination between the Department of Education and Tribal Affairs is going to be very helpful to make sure that we're aggressively going after more opportunities for our Native American children in those schools and school districts that we have on our tribes. The reorganization of putting ag development reps over in economic development is very important to me because it's building efficiencies. And it's giving ag experts a foothold within economic development, within GOED, which I think is going to elevate the focus on value-added agriculture projects and facilitate a much more streamlined impact for those who are wishing to invest in South Dakota or expand their operations. So the goal of that is to build in efficiencies for state government, but also to elevate agriculture and the opportunities that we have with our number one industry in GOED so that it is focused on and is at the forefront. But make no mistake, the Department of Ag will still be heavily involved. We have set up communication structures, authority structures, to where our Secretary of Agriculture will still be very involved in any ag development enterprises that go forward.
Mm-hmm. Governor, Representative or Senator Boland proposed a bill voiding the High School Activities Association transgender policy mm-hmm. from 2015 for student athletes. Do you have a position on that bill that you chair?
You know, we're looking at that bill, and we haven't analyzed the text yet, but we will be doing that and making a decision and really watching it go through the process in the legislature.
One other resolution.
Mm-hmm. Governor Mark Watson, Black Hills Pioneer. There's been a bill introduced to essentially ban CDB oil. Do you have a position on that?
Well, I heard about that legislation moving, and right now in South Dakota, the CBD oil is illegal. I don't think that's the clarity in statute is there that gives people a lot of peace about how to interpret it. So this bill is, I believe, intending to bring some clarity to statute that may be required. And typically in the past, I've not been in favor of legalizing CBD oil. I've always said that if we're going to use something to provide some type of relief to individuals, I would prefer that it go through the FDA process and have that check and balance to it, and that it is a regulated thing that comes forward from your physician or doctor to that individual. So, but we will continue to watch that bill and other discussion around this issue. And Bob, I think you had a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
It says the wall, but it's now a barrier. Oh. But at any rate, on the government shutdown, the federal shutdown, mm-hmm. Do you have any further thoughts on that, on what you think the president and the House, where you were a member, what they should do to come together?
Well, resolutions don't really have a role for me to play in. I know it's a debate that the legislature is having. I think everybody who knows me knows that I have supported the building of a wall or barrier and having a more secure southern border. But any communication that I would have of that or opinions I have on that, I share with the White House and the administration. We absolutely have to secure that southern border, and it's something that I believe is incredibly important to defeating our meth epidemic that we have. The vast majority of our meth that's impacting our communities and our families and our children is coming illegally from Mexico. So making sure that we have a law-abiding nation and people that come in and out, that we're aware of who's coming in and out through an orderly process, is incredibly important.
I think we have time for one more question.
Governor JP from KORN News Radio, how did your meeting go yesterday with the municipal leaders?
I think it went great. It was wonderful to have so many mayors there talking about the challenges that they have in their communities, but then also what they're excited about. They were excited that we had a lot of common ground. We talked about fighting drugs and crime in their communities. We talked about affordable housing and what we can do to get economic development to many of their towns and cities. So I enjoyed the sit-down with them. I appreciated them. The vast majority of them made the trip to Pierre to have the conversation, and it was very helpful.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you much. All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you.